another episode of Steelers Today. DK is off in Milwaukee covering the Pirates because he's a baseball guy. I'm your host, Eddie Provident, today for Dale Lawley. Dale, day 11, right?
That's what they tell me.
I think at this point in time, they're just all blending together, but I believe we're on day 11. This is episode 8. We took the weekend off. You wanted to start off with some stuff going on at the end of practice today. We saw some goal line drills, and the defense ended up on top today.
Yeah, the defense won the goal line drill 3-2. It was live tackling. Najee Harris getting in from the 1.5-yard line. Mike Tomlin was very adamant that the ball be at the 1.5-yard line. He gets in, followed Derek Watt into the end zone on the first attempt. The next attempt, Devin Bush just completely blew it up, shot through untouched. He kind of a little delayed run blitz and got to Harris in the backfield. Harris tried to spin off of him, but the other guys came in and cleaned him up because of the play that Bush made there. And then we saw, it was play action and a throw to Chase Claypool from Mason Rudolph. It was a little low, but still catchable.
Right.
And he dropped it. Claypool missed, couldn't come up with the ball in the end zone. Then we saw Dwayne Haskins come in. We saw a touchdown run from Kalen Ballage, who was running ahead of Benny Snell today. And then we saw an incompletion to the flat. It was a little play action, and Haskins couldn't get Jalen Samuels the football there. He had pressure immediately on the play. I couldn't tell who had the pressure, but he had pressure in his face, couldn't get the throw out to Jalen Samuels, who was back today for the first time in a couple of days.
And there's two names that you brought up that I want to talk to you about. The first one, Devin Bush, because if this defense is going to be what it can be, Devin Bush is going to be the guy in the middle. How's he looking in your – I mean, you just said he blew up a big play on in the goal line drills. This is really the first time, at least I've got to see him, you know, full go in practice with pads on and hitting. You know, he looked really good today.
Yeah, he's done some other padded stuff here, but that was they've kind of eased him into this. And, he looks like Devin Bush. He's fast. When he sees something like that, he diagnoses quickly and blows it up. That's what they need out of that spot. Yep. He's faster than most of the guys on their defense, other than maybe a cornerback or two. Guy can run. And so, when he's in that package like that, you want to use that speed, and he certainly did. They need him to be a star. They need him to be a Pro Bowl type player. He has that capability. We'll see if he takes that step.
Yeah, the other name that I wanted to talk about was Kalen Ballage, because you said he's taking snaps ahead of Benny Snell today. In my opinion, he's been the third best back in camp. I really liked what obviously Najee Harris has been he's been everything that we thought he could be. The other guy I'm really impressed with is Anthony McFarland. But Kalen Ballage is this guy they brought in the offseason as a free agent and kind of didn't really know what his role was going to be. And I thought he's been really well, a really good player and a good addition to that backfield.
Yeah, I kind of thought when they signed him that they wanted a player who was similar. When they first signed him, they hadn't drafted Najee Harris yet, I believe. But he's similar in skill set to Harris in terms of the size. He's got a little bit of speed. He came out running sub 4.5. At the combine out of Arizona State. Like I said, a bigger back, catches the ball pretty well, has been used kind of in a short yardage type situation at his previous two stops. But I've seen a little burst there. He had a nice little spin move today and picked up 5 yards off of it when they were in team run in 11-on-11. And you heard Mike Tomlin, I think he got 6 yards on it. Mike Tomlin, tell him, hey, that's the way to run the football there, KB. So there's something there, and I think this is a guy that, when he gets into games in the preseason, which we're going to see soon, he could do quite well in this preseason game. He's going to be running against guys who aren't nearly as seasoned as he is. So you would hope that he, tears it up against those kind of players. The key for him is going to be once they get that whole offensive line back, can he run behind that line? Can he be a guy that spells Najee Harris? Can he be a guy that supplements Najee Harris? What's that role going to be?
Just to put you on the spot a little bit here, I know we've still got 4 preseason games to go in a few weeks of camp, but what's your outlook for the running backs? Who do you see making the team? Who do you see?
Funny you mention that, because I did my 53-man roster on Sunday on DKPittsburghSports.com, and I've got Ballage making it, but I also have Benny Snell making it. I got him keeping 5, and Jalen Samuels is not one of those 5.
Wow, that's like that little loft, Waba. Like that softball.
Check
like
it
that.
Out on the site.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk wide receivers and defensive backs. We got to hear from Minkah Fitzpatrick and Deontay Johnson today. So this is Steelers Today on DK Pittsburgh Sports. We'll be right back after this. All right, well, welcome back to Steelers Today. I'm your host, Eddie Provident. With me is our Steelers editor, our editor and our Steelers expert, Dale Lawley. Dale, I really want to get into the hard-hitting journalism now.
Okay.
Minkah Fitzpatrick was asked about his Madden rating.
By me, actually.
That's right. What? I don't even think they had him in the top five. I believe he was either 8 or 9.
He was in the 80s. I don't believe he was a 90
right.
rating.
Coming from a kid who grew up on Madden, it means a lot to my generation and the generations after me. What's it mean to them? What do you think? How do you think he felt about it?
You know, as he said, it wasn't. He's not a Madden player because he likes to play real football. but I asked him that. I followed up. I said, you know, is a pretty disrespect or a sign of disrespect? He goes, oh, it's really disrespectful. So, here he is with that.
Man, I mean, it is what it is. I'm not a big Madden player because I try and play like it's a real game, and I always get my butt whooped. I'm not happy about it, but I'm also not going to be in a fuss about it.
You know, feel like you're being a little disrespectful?
Not more than a little. More than a little.
Well, I could say this as somebody who tried real football, and I'm on the opposite side of Minkah. Real football didn't work out for me. Madden worked out a lot better. I like to see when those guys have a little bit of chip on their shoulder from things like that. I know it's all fun and games, literally games at the end of the day, but hey, anything to add a little chip on the shoulder and get them going, I don't know if it really means much, but.
It means a lot to those guys because it means a lot to their peers. You want to be highly rated in that. You want to be a guy that, he's one of the top guys in the position. And the guy's been all pro 2 years in a row now. What more do you have to do to get that rating up?
Yeah.
I don't know. I used to play Madden. When it first came out, I played it when it was Joe Montana football.
I thought you were going to say Tecmo Bowl.
I played Tecmo Bowl as well. That's a little different. But, the rating stuff, for these guys, again, it's a badge of honor to get, a high rating in that. And obviously he didn't.
Yeah. Another guy I want to talk about that we got a chance to hear from today is Deontay Johnson. Obviously, the story with Deontay Johnson, whether we like it or not, is going to be the drop passes. He led the team. I believe he led the NFL in drop passes last year. And, that's something that he's got to work on. It's something that he has acknowledged that he has to work on. And we heard from him about that today as well.
Yeah, and I brought up a couple of things with him. First of all, the fact that he was one of only three receivers in the league last year who had double-digit targets, 10 or more, I believe in 10 games last year. You've got to be pretty good to be able to do that. The other guys were like Devontae Adams and DeAndre Hopkins. Those are two pretty good guys to keep company with. And you don't get those kind of targets if you don't have the trust of the quarterback and you're not the number one receiver on the team. So people wondering who the number one receiver is on the Steelers roster, it's Deontay Johnson. Let the targets prove that to you. He almost averaged 10 targets a game last year. And the second part of it is you say he's been out here working on, first of all, the last season's behind him, but he's working on, catching the ball first and then running with it. And I think that's a big part of it. And that's one of the things I asked him about that. Here's what he had to say.
It shows a lot. I mean, it's football at the end of the day. People going to drop the ball. The best of the best drop the football or not. I mean, it shows that he's still trusting me, that he's going to still come my way no matter what. As long as I keep my head into the game and know what I'm doing at all times, it shows that he's going to continue to come my way, like I said before. And he's been doing that in practice, although I haven't been dropping the ball or whatnot, and just continue to contribute to the offense.
That's you think you can put up the same kind of numbers those guys do
in
this offense?
Yeah, just believing in myself, that's the main thing. Believing in yourself and knowing that you can do those things each and every day and not worrying about the outside. Like my old coach Drake used to say always, shut out the noise or whatnot. That's all I'm doing it this year, and that's what I'm focused on, and I'm looking forward to the season.
You know, I don't think that the drops are going to be a thing for him this year. I really think he's working hard to put that behind him. Like you said, last season's in the past, and he's really, like, watching him where the photographers are. We're right in the first row, and you could really see the work that he's putting in.
Way before
to get this. Oh, yeah. Before practice, after practice, the man is really putting the work in. The last thing I want to talk to you about today, I tweeted this out the other day, and I think it's been really easy to see if you've been here every day. This team looks like they're having a lot of fun. They're joking around with each other. They're kind of being goofballs, but at the same time, they're working their butts off, man. They're really You can see the work ethic is just different here. How do you think that having fun while working hard is going to translate over to the regular season?
This is just the way that they always work. I mean, they've always had a pretty loose group. I think that's kind of what's fostered here. I think Mike Tomlin fosters that. He wants the guys to be vocal out there. He wants them to have fun doing this. They're playing a game. You know, it's a game, and you can't lose sight of that it is a game. Now, at the same time, you want to be serious about it because it is your livelihood, your profession. But I don't think he ever wants these guys to forget that this is the game that they played as a kid, all the way growing up through high school and then on Saturdays in college. You know, you did it because it was fun. You didn't do it because, well, this is a job and I'm just going to go out there for the money and I want to be here because I like the paychecks. No, you did it because, you know, presumably because you liked the game and you're having fun with it. And I think that's the way that they try to hold practices.
Yep. That's about it for today. We're going to wrap the show up. We'll be back tomorrow. And then after that, there's no practice Wednesday, and it's Thursday Hall of Fame game, and you'll be in Canton, right?
I'll be in Canton through Sunday.
There you go, man.
I'm taking up residence in Ohio.
good luck with that. For Dale Lawley, for DK Pittsburgh Sports, I'm Eddie Provident. Thanks for watching us today. We'll see you tomorrow.